Panic clutched at him as he climbed back into the saddle. Unless the pony's sense of direction came to their rescue, they were lost. He loosened the reins, and the pony whirled around and plodded off in another direction. 2 hours later, the patient animal began to show signs of renewed life. His head came up, his ears went forward, and he began to whinny. From somewhere ahead came an answering whinny. A fence loomed up out of the darkness, and following it around, they came to the cabin of the remount station. 15 minutes later, warmed by the hot coffee he had found ready and with a fresh horse under him, William was off for the relay station a dozen miles away. Before his eyes rose visions of hot food, a roaring fire in a big stove, and a warm bunk when he should have turned over the mail to the rider of the final relay into St. Joseph, 50-odd miles away. "Bless me," yelled the man at the relay station. "It's William Saunders. Where did you drop from, boy?" "Thought you were headed west with the supply train." Briefly, William explained as he took off his coat and gloves and warmed himself at the fire. "Where's the other rider?" the boy demanded. "He ought to be starting now with the pouch." The man's face grew grave. "He got in about an hour ago, all worn out from facing the storm," he said. "He's in a bunk in the other room, dead to the world."
"Wake him," ordered William. "The mail must go through."
But the express rider could not be aroused. He made a brave effort to get up, fell back, and was sound asleep again instantly. Wearily, William began to pull on his outer clothing again.